What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Ladies and gentlemen, I sure say you know the man. With the voice that you gave us this, and the name that you can't deny. Oh, now he be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. Yo. And the name that you can't deny, oh. Now he be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest, yo.
The time of 6 minutes past the hour of 10, I bid you welcome to another exciting experience on radio, a place where you're sure of getting yourself some doses, not of the vaccine, but of happiness, joy, a place of freedom, a place, yes, of inspiration, a place that brings to you the hope that you need to survive in our very, very, very harsh world. That's the place you are. That's where you are right now if you're tuned to 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is What's Up Lagos on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3. And I'm your host today on the show, alone, riding solo again today. And I'll tell you why. Let's just get into it. Andrea is unavoidably, absent today. I think Wednesday should be like off days, you know, official off days. The previous one was Easter, guys. So, yeah, absolutely. But, yes, yeah, she had to be away. Very, very necessary. And I'll get back to that. But for now, I'll be on the show today all alone. But I'm never alone because you are out there to be my companion. And we deliver to ourselves some kind of reliability in companionship, or should I say reliable companionship or dependable companion ship. Yes, absolutely. Well, it's 8 minutes past the hour now, and I'll go straight by asking you how you are doing. Hope you had a good night rest. It rained last night in some parts of Lagos. I don't know if it rained in your neighborhood, but the rain, as I just started, I was so happy, so excited because, you know, the heats, they will get one kind, you know. And when it rained, of course, it came with the breeze, and it was really beautiful to, you know, sleep in that condition. So, yes, if you ask me if I had a good night, even with the breeze and everything, I would say it would have been worse. So, yeah, it was better. So, how was your own night? Did you sleep well? Did it rain? Did the rain spoil things for you? Or how did it go? Where were you when it started raining, if it rained in your neighborhood? And what's the situation like, security situation in your neighborhood? A number of videos have been circulating social media, different talks here and there. I know the tension is high. And if you look at the headlines, I mean, the stories are not friendly. But if you look at it typically, man, I don't think even there's been any time that you look at the headlines and the news is always sweet, beautiful stuff. There's always something to worry about. So do not allow the stories you hear, even though most all of them are true, especially on the what's happening around, do not allow them weigh you down, because man, there's never been a time that there will be no bad stories. So that's a fact. So don't let it get to you. And remember that most of these things that we are complaining about, the things that you're worried about, especially Nigeria, have been there for ages before you were born. Hello, sir. Hello, ma. These things have been on before you were born. That's not to say you shouldn't be worried about it. Yeah, you could be worried a bit about it, but do not let that weigh you down and stop you from living to your full potential. And that's the message I bring every day on the show. And that's what I'm going to tell you. And that's why we're asking you this morning to tell us where you are and how you feel. And if there's any thing worthy of note in your neighborhood or in your lungu, you can let me know and call the radio station and scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And get excited about life in the midst of the pandemic. Celebrate life and then tell me where you're calling from and let us know what's going on in your neighborhood. That's what we start the show with. And at half past the hour of 10, which is in 20 minutes time, would have our Techie Talk today. So you have a Techie Talk with Techie coming up today at half past the hour of 10. And if you joined us last week Wednesday, I think I was alone again last week Wednesday, we talked about your e-hailing experience. And we promised that this week would present us another opportunity to be able to complete that conversation and hear more from you regarding how your experience has been. We heard so many things. We heard about a lady that actually, you know, told the cab guy. I mean, I heard cab people have been saying that they've had this several experience, including, you know, people not wanting to pay and then even offering other things as means of payment, if you know what I mean. We heard stories like that. We also heard from the rider's point of view how rude some drivers could be. So we need to hear more of these. We need not more of these stories, but we just want to hear more of your experience. The idea is not for us to be say, ha, ho, hey. It's for us to see how we can get the best out of this technology that most people have said it has impacted their lives positively, all right? So we want to know what has been your experience with the aim of addressing those areas that need to be addressed, especially to improve the quality of service and experience that Lagosians and Nigerians have with regards to booking a ride or engaging any of the e-hailing services, which has become a part of our lives these days, right? That's what we talk about at half past the hour of 10 this morning. Now, for those who followed last week, we also promised that it will be a series. So today's not last. We'll have that conversation. And then we'll get to bring... We also had accusations, especially from people, accusations on some of these service providers, the platforms themselves. So we try to reach out to them after this episode to have them come and talk to us and answer some of these questions. What's up? What's going on? Why on earth? Why are people are crying and shouting? What do you need to do? What? Let's hear the two sides of the story, right? So, but today we get to hear more of your experience as a rider, which is more difficult. Anyway, we'll talk about that at half past 10. So guys, we'll get into that and in just a moment. But first, Lagos, the number to call is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you'd like to call to give me a report of what's happening in your neighborhood. And if you'd like to send a WhatsApp, we have a WhatsApp number. It's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp. And for those who like to call us live as a lady, hello, ladies. How you doing? Aye, aye, aye. You can call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And for those who are missing Andrea, please calm down. Calm down. She's going to be here tomorrow, all right? I know. I'm missing her too, so but please don't rub it in my face. Yeah, I'm saying, but I know we're going to have great fun. I can see the messages coming in already on WhatsApp. They're loading up, and I hope I'll be able to take all of them. I just want to know how you're doing. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're tweeting at us, it's at Nigeria Info FM. The hashtag is WL, Nigeria Info WL. Let's see who's first in line today.
WhatsApp Liga.
Yes. Yes. Yes, the life. Welcome. Is it Shady Rice? I know your time. Welcome. Who do we have this morning?
Good morning, this is Henry.
Oh, Henry. How you doing, Ty? Where are you calling from?
Fine. I'm presently Neka House.
You where? I didn't hear that.
Neka House.
Okay, great. Hello, okay, fantastic. So let's talk. What's happening over there? Did it rain? How did you sleep?
I'm waiting. That rain. Don't talk about that rain. Oh, boy.
Were you at home, or where were you when it rained?
I was at home, exactly.
Were you scared, or was he sweating you in the body? Just
Jesus. Between sweating my body. Let it happen like that every night.
I'm telling you. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. You say Allah Usa is good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling. Just grab a seat.
Hello. I can't wait to start that e-hailing because I'm driving presently.
Okay.
I'm a driver on e-hailing.
All right. Yes. When it's happening.
I wish my call would come in.
It will come in. It will just suddenly come in. Or you can even send. You can send a WhatsApp too, right? But thank you for calling, talking to us. That's the idea. First, we need to check how you're doing. All right. We have a conversation. No doubt. We get into it. You know, I know you'd be like, Collins, let's get into it already. Not to worry. We've got the whole day. Not the whole day, but we have from now till like 12. So, you know, we could run things within that time, all right? For now, I just want to know how you're doing, where you're calling me from, and I need you to express yourself with that legendary scream. What's up, Lagos? Sustain as long as you can. Like I say, it's an expression of freedom, of peace and happiness and joy. It is you wrapping up all your emotions and worries and putting them into those words and letting them out. That's what it's all about. It's not just some crazy people screaming on radio. No, it's not that. It's much more than that. No, but it's not that. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hi, Collins. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life.
Oh, no. Exactly what I got today. I've been calling your phone all this while. You will never pick.
Wow. And finally, you.
Even Morning Plus Fire, Very Digest, Table Talk, What's Up Lagos, Sunnyside, Advance. All stations
are
because you guys don't pick my call. Why now?
No, so we do not have the. We fit it. We cannot fit. We fit it. We cannot not pick your call. It has to do with just.
How are you?
Fine. I'm happy you're here. Great, man. Let me celebrate you first of all. Welcome.
Thank you so much. So,
what's your name?
My name is Tunde.
All right, Tunde. Let's have you talk.
I'm Lekki.
Okay.
Last night it rained in my area. Well, it wasn't really very rainy. I was home already, so I was home myself.
Okay.
So I was really good. Second one about Uber and Bolt and Tata. Okay. I myself, I am a driver on both apps.
Okay.
Yes. Colin, if I tell you, there are some times you get to meet the right person, sometimes the wrong person.
Okay.
And as I am like this, whenever I pick a ride, I'll call the rider first.
Okay.
I call you first. Hello, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. I picked the request. Where are you, sir, please? So I will tell you, please, use the map. I will tell them, please, ma. Sometimes the map is wrong. Just tell me where exactly you are. Are you in the bedroom? When the toilet in the kitchen, you just come there straight instead of using the map. Yes, sometimes map is always wrong. Yeah, sometimes you just meet this person that like this morning, right now I'm on the ride.
Yeah.
It now. Oh no, it's not a gentleman. He's just sitting on my back gently.
Wow.
I'm serious. Sometimes you meet the right person. Sometimes you meet the wrong person.
All right.
There was a day I pick up a lady. She forgot a USB cord in my car. USB cord. So when I dropped her in her estate, fortunately for me, I got another ride in that same estate.
All right.
That was on Valentine's Day. That was Sunday.
All right.
So I picked her up from Sule. I took her to Lekki Scheme 2. When I dropped her there, she got her cord in my car. I drove out already from Lekki Scheme 2. I go to a down that bridge. I saw the cord in my car. I said, damn, this lady's cord is in my car. I called her immediately myself. Hello, Julian, your cord is in my car. Are you by any chance coming out today? Maybe I'll give it to you. Or I stay on that same road, I'll give it to you in the evening when I'm coming back. She said, no, I can bring it right now. I said, madam, right now I am walking around, I'm on the ride. I cannot bring it now. I'll bring it later in the day. She said, no, bring it right now. Before I know, she hung the call.
Wow.
Do you know, before I dropped my rider, she has reported me that she got something missing in my car. Both blocked me immediately.
Ah.
If I tell you, I told you I was doing this here for you. For me, it is useless. It's just a cord, iPhone cord. Already I have two in my car.
Yeah.
So I can't send it, I can't do anything, I'll bring it for you.
All right, man, you've made your point, really. I even though we hadn't really opened the lines for you all to start giving us your stories, which we really love to hear, but that really was touching, man. And we hear stories on both sides, and you're going to hear more today. I can prepare. Let me prepare your mind. Adegoke is on the line. Let me check out my good friend Adegoke is doing now.
What's up, Lego?
Just the life.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
I had to let it out, man.
Adegoke, how do you feel after letting it out?
Wow, I feel good.
I know,
right?
So good. So good.
I got you.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's my 50th birthday.
Hey!
Yes, sir.
Celebrating you, man. That's it. Not be, yes, not be mosquito. So. It's not a play.
Not be my boy.
Not be my boy. It is not my boy anyway. Congratulations to you. 50 hearty cheese. Yes, oh, my, oh, my.
50 hallelujahs.
50 hallelujahs. 50 whatever you want. 50 billion, trillion, billion, trillion.
Trillion, I tell you.
Aye, aye, aye. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
No. It's a big feat. Where's the party, man? Don't worry, we'll obey COVID rules. Just let me know. If it's virtually, I think okay. Yeah. Congratulations, man. I don't know.
Actually, celebrating it on Facebook already, so.
Oh, great. So what's your Facebook name? Do you want us to join you on Facebook and the celebration? What is your Facebook name, Adegoke?
Rafael Adegoke.
Rafael Adegoke. Rafael Adegoke.
I made several posts on my birthday and then did some giveaways, you know?
Oh, there are giveaways there. Okay, good to know.
More to come. Yeah, and I'm going to go Facebook Live very soon, Ahmadi.
Okay, great. So, guys, you could hook up with Adegoke Rafael on social media. He's a very ardent listener of our radio station. And he's 50. 50 years! Wow. That's all I can say. Waustika. I'm telling you, it takes a lot. And if you're celebrating today, if you were born today in history, well, it's an opportunity for you to come and let us know so we can join in the celebration. It's a very special month for me because, you know, Andrea was born in this month. I think a week from now is going to be her birthday. Exactly a week from now, it's going to be her birthday. So I can't wait to celebrate her. And everyone who was born in the month of April, I hear you guys are special. I hear you guys have a mind of your own. I know that for sure. But I'm telling you that whatever date you're born, if you're right here, right now,
Even if just reminisce the day you were born and just celebrate, man, it's time to do so. But if you were born in the month, you're born today, you're born this week, you're born next week, let us know so we can also join in the celebration and celebrate you in a very special way this morning on What's Up Lagos. It's 10:24. That's what the time says. Let's see who's on the line next to tell us what's going on in the Lungu. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Otto?
Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, yeah, please.
Countdown to Andre's birthday.
Yes, we're counting down.
And I just had my senator's voice.
Yeah.
Senator Adegoke. It's my own senator. I not talk of the other guy, too.
I don't know of the other...
Adegoke is my senator.
Okay.
Senator
of which republic, sir, please? Which republic, sir?
Republic of Nigeria Info now.
Okay, yes.
Senator
of the Republic
of Nigeria Info.
Adegoke is a special breed.
He's the Senate President.
When did you do the election? Corruption start.
Network will cut me off.
Okay,
I
go
want
ahead.
To wish him happy birthday, long life.
Okay.
He will live long. He will see his children.
Amen.
The same goes to Andrea, my sister.
Yep.
The same goes to every one of us.
Thank you.
So, Senator Adegoke, happy birthday once more.
Yeah.
So, bro, for my area, things are happening.
What's going on?
Security, bad road. Please, they should help us now. I'm happy now that some of those who marketed these people for us are having regret now.
Well,
but my pain is the death. People are dying. Destruction of things. Now, they pain me.
Yeah, man.
I hear one of them this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I even talked about the headlines. I read some of them in the headlines, so it's a fact.
I'm telling you, what
it's a fact. But you know, Chris, I don't want to go that route. I don't want to blame you, my brother. Yes, please, sir.
So,
thank you.
Senator Adegoke, happy birthday once more.
Great. Thank you so much. I mean, you've been hearing a lot of that in the Morning Crossfire. You heard that with the Daily Digest. You were sitting here a lot of that. Maybe with Joyce later today. And plenty of that with Sandra. I mean, that's where you get the hard facts. I just want to have fun on radio, guys. And if you're with me, man, join in the celebration. And let's have fun together. We're not denying the facts or the happenings. We're just saying, well, for 2 hours, man, damn it, we're not going to talk about that. And we're not going to let that weigh us down. For 2 hours, we'll be excited. For 2 hours, we'll be happy. If only you knew what this would do to your mental state. If only you knew how beautiful this is for you every day to have fun, laugh, get excited, and scream. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Madness, just the life. Ooh la la. Oh my. How are you doing? Who do we have?
I'm doing great. I'm Elenu from Katel Ekushi.
Wow, Elenu. Elenu, yeah. Elenu. I say you learn Elenu, sir.
Elenu.
Thank you so much. I know how it feels to scream like that. I know what the feeling is like.
Oh my. I can't imagine this thing that I dream. Yeah, that's what makes body scream, eh?
You enjoyed yourself, right?
The radio started with that breeze. You know, it took me back to when I was a little boy. When I was around about 10, 9, 10, 11 years back then. Then you remember when it wants to rain, we've already prepared. I want to enter the rain and bed.
Yes, and play in the rain, right?
Playing the rain, doing some kind of acrobatic thing.
Yeah. Rough play, I know.
Rough play.
I just wonder if kids do that today. Oh, he's gone. Come on. Anyways, we need to go on a break now. When we come back, we get to talk more about your experience and we get into the main talk of the day on Techie Talk right here. Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Collins. Techie. the microphone heavyweight.
This country now.
I cannot face one way. Why should I be facing one way?
You don't want to use original.
No, I'm using. I'm going by Google now. So I cannot use one way.
By Google.
Why will you tell me to use one way?
Please leave.
I cannot use one way. That's not the problem now. At least you can see there's one way. No, you don't say Uber will come, and you can see it's one way. So
all these ones that are driving, they
own their car. Do you know that I'm the owner of this car?
Well, there you heard a conversation between a rider and a driver. And he says, Collins, this is my experience as an e-hailing driver operating on, you know, one of them, one of the very popular one. I think he said Bolt. He said, a trip from Sulere ShopRite to Koka Aguda, the rider compelling me to use one way, you know, and after I advised that there is a traffic in front of us, and but she insisted that I go inside the traffic still, and now wanted me to use one way, and I said, no, ma. And it became an issue. Now, there's a part of that recording which he shared with me that had the rider insulting him, in fact, using foul language on him. And, you know, it was just on and on, serious arguments. It almost looked as if they're going to exchange blows. And these happenings happen. Colin, is that not tautology? Okay, yes. But these things happen all the time. That, you know, some go as far as these guys fighting themselves. You know, and that has been the experience for most people. There are people wrong on one side. There are people wrong on both sides at every point in time. So the stories have been different from different angles. And we decided to make this a series and have this conversation. What we're doing last week, what we did last week and what we're doing now, is to hear more of your experiences. What has been your experience using e-hailing services? And what has been your story? As a rider, that means you that booked the ride, yeah? And as a driver, we want to hear from both sides. And we're compiling this conversation, so you might want to be get straight to the point and let us know what your experience is like. I have a list of messages on WhatsApp, which I would like to take. But first, I hate keeping people on the line. So let me give out the number one more time for those who like to call. And also get to take your calls as we proceed. It's 10:45, just to know that you know what the time says. You can call 01465-7190. That's if you're a lady, 01465-7190. And if you are, you know, everyone else could call 0700-993-993-993. And we have Anola joining us now, straight up into the conversation. Hello,
what's good up, Lagos?
Hey. Hey. Hey.
My name is Anuola.
Oh, great.
That's Eberechukwu.
Eberechukwu, welcome.
That's the name, yes. Thank you.
Wow,
okay,
great.
First of all, I want to say happy birthday to Mr. Adeleke.
Okay, Adeguke.
Adeguke.
Yeah.
Yes, many happy returns.
Yep.
And on this issue of e-hailing.
Uh-huh.
Now, yes, and sometimes I employ all the drivers to know their rights and to know where to put a boundary.
Okay.
Now sometimes I do this work, this e-hailing.
Yeah.
At that time. Now, I pick up a guy and a lady, a day.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing I saw, they were trying to make out in my car. And I told them,
wow.
Because of 1,000 naira trip, and I don't make up for it. It's not possible now. This is my office. He said, are we not paying you? I say, for 1,000 naira. From Sibabe to Sibiri. Honestly, I saw the lady, I said, no, you can't do the piece. Can you just go down? Also, don't even bother to pay me.
Wow, make out.
You see, yes, I'm telling you. Some drivers take shit also. I'm sorry to use that language.
Please.
They'll say, okay.
Don't.
I'm sorry to you. So, some drivers will just say, okay, it's their business. Because by the time you see two riders, they are sitting, they cannot sit separately. And you're seeing the girl sitting at the middle, they want to start something. And I'll tell them, please, I don't take this in my car. This is my office. I can't come to your office and do such.
This one off me, I swear, I never hear, I won't lie.
No, if other people come, you see them kissing, doing all of that. I say, no, I don't do that. They say, I'm good. I say, because you want to ask, I say, no, if it's not convenient for you, you can just, don't worry, don't pay me. I'll end the trip. Don't worry. Don't worry. Even because there are some places that you see driver parked and we discuss and we say, I say, I don't accept such. If you accept such, so why will you bring that attitude into your business?
Wow, that's right. Man.
Another one again is when a rider tell you to follow one way, you just tell them for that you cannot follow or you end the trip. And sometimes a rider will take into traffic and they will tell you end the trip. They will not leave you there. And at the end of the day, you feel like ass. They will not take, they'll say, okay, I beg, I know if you take this one. And they are the one tell you that, don't worry, I'll be with you. Then at the end of the day, you just say, end the trip. Then they will not leave there. You cannot, when you even get a request, you cannot go to the next person to pick up. You will just be stuck there, boiling your voice, your energy, and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, though some drivers are nasty, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But some, you have to use your number six to do this work. How can you come to my car to start kissing? It's not done.
All right. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Another experience here.
Yes, greetings to your wife.
Thank you. What's up? Cheers to life. Oh, boy. Wait till you go here. All right. I do have a list of messages looking at me in the face and saying, Collins, take care. Read me. And I'm going to do just that right now. It's entertaining radio. It's great radio. It's feel-good radio. And on Techie Talk today, we're talking about your e-hailing experience part two. We started this last week. And I just heard a last caller telling me that some riders wanted to make out in his car. And that's one of the experiences they get. You heard the other one, which I played the insert. A rider asking the driver to take one way by force. They didn't want to fight, to insult from left, right. So my mind said, Papa, many things happening. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Mr. Collins. My name is Sam Sunshine. The rain dealt with me yesterday, but I enjoyed it because it made me sleep well. Today is my 3 years wedding anniversary. Yes. Sam, celebration. We celebrate you. Congratulations in regards to your beautiful wife. Congrats to all of you. We pray that nothing will put us under. All right, and we wish you the very best indeed. If you know I and Andre, we are very passionate about people living together in peace and harmony and enjoying their marriage and not enduring their marriage. Maybe, you need to know when to endure and when to enjoy. But hey, our prayer is that each and every day will be enjoyment, Paro. Enjoyment all the way. Congratulations to you, Sam and Sunshine. Thanks for that message. Let's take another. Let's move on. There are a lot of messages, so Collins, be fast. What's up, Lagos? My name is Odafi Yaya. Texting from Aja Songotedo. He said, but about the rain last night, it did not fall at all. We're expecting heavy dump. Oh, there's someone on the line. Sorry. What's up, Lagos? Ruben.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Kolo Pepe. Kolo Digba. A one, a two, a three. Pepe. Kolo Digba. Yes. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life!
Aye, aye, aye.
Challenge.
Ruben, thank you for the prestige pause. How are you today? And where are you calling me from, Ruben? Let me guess.
Very good.
Lekki.
correct?
Yes, yes. I lie, I read it, I saw it, they wrote it down for me.
All the same thing. Oh, joy.
My guy, have fun. I'll let you know. Let's talk.
Everything is good.
I love the sound of that.
Great. So, I also do the yearly service.
Okay.
And the experience sometimes with riders is very, very awful.
Hmm.
But one thing in mind, when I come out in the morning, I am looking for that Benjamin from their pocket. So sometimes I don't want to look at those rude attitudes.
Hmm.
But the worst I don't tolerate is that one of making out inside my car.
Oh, have you had anyone attempted to do that? Or have you had anyone attempt to do that?
They do that and they try to hide at your back.
Wow.
When they sit at directly behind your back seat.
Hmm.
And they are not separated. Be watchful. Something is about to happen.
Oh my, oh my.
You will see the lady sitting on the lap of the man.
Ah.
And if you did not see them, the movement of your vehicle will begin to dance and you have to look back. What is going on there?
That's enough. That's enough. Kids are listening. What? Lagos! Oh my, oh my. Ruben, thank you for this. I've had enough of that. Hey!
Okay, so another one is this.
Okay.
Some of them, we order, me order you and they will put a message on the in-app. I don't have cash, but I have this.
Wow.
I don't want to say it.
Wow. They order you and tell you that they are ready to pay with. Yo, come on, yes. Ruben, you need cleansing. You have joined bad gang. Thank you, Ruben, for the call. Oh, my, oh, my. Well, no matter how serious the conversation is, we never take it seriously because who's seriousness help? You know what I'm saying? We just want to have fun at the same time, address the things that we need to address. It's not by anger. It's not by vexing to address matter, because it seems when something is serious, we think that it's when we put the anger, we not add anger to it. That's when we are taking it serious. No, you can laugh and address serious matters. And that's what we're doing right here. Get excited about life, celebrate life, and love every moment that you found yourself in. Because if you can hear the sound of my voice, you can hear the sound of my voice indeed. And that means you're alive. And being alive means there's a lot of hope. There's a lot more for y'all to accomplish before you get carried away or get distracted by the happenings around. I started the conversation today by reminding you that there's never been a time that Nigeria or the world would never had any problem. You understand? There's never been in the history of humankind. There was always a problem. There was always something killing people. There was always something taking, making for people to talk about. Really, there's always. So you cannot, because of the happenings right now with Nigeria, and think that is peculiar to the country or think that is peculiar to just you. It's more or less like a global thing. A lot of people are going through a whole lot. Every country has their own peculiar problems. So we're not denying that fact, but we're saying that you cannot allow that to change or affect you in a way that you would not be productive, you would not get the best out of life. That's because it's not like anything would change. That's the truth. It won't. There will always be challenges. In fact, the human experience would always come with challenges and issues, and they come in different forms. Some are insecurity, some could be poverty, just name it. So you cannot allow that to weigh you down. And that's why we come on the show and inspire you to get excited about life and look at the bright side of life and just enjoy every moment. And that's what we do. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 11 and we're live on Techie Talk. Our conversation today is about your e-healing experience. And if you were listening to me from wherever it is you're listening to, those are listening from the UK, I can see your messages. Those listening from Germany, shout out to you, and to all those listening to us from outside Lagos, I say merci beaucoup. Thank you very much, very, very much for calling and being a part of the broadcast. So we want to know your experience. So far, so good, man. I've heard things, many, many things that I've heard. Call
college, man. I've heard a lot of things. The last guy that called, I mean, was affirming his experience of how people want to make out in the car. I don't understand. That's anyways, I'm not going to comment on that, but you heard it yourself. Well, I have some messages I have to take. Before I go for that, let me give you the numbers again. If you'd like to call and share your experience, your e-hailing experience, what has been your experience? You know, we noticed that there are a lot of issues around it. It's either there's a bad rider or the driver is just angry. You know, you have experiences like you get into a car and then the rider, that's when the driver remembers that he has calls to make. And then he tells me I'm in hands-free. I know, and I'm like, I'm not even comfortable if you're doing hands-free or you're using earpiece or whatever. Because making a phone call requires your attention. And I always advise people, do not call the radio station while in motion. Pause, take a break and make the call. It won't be more than a minute. You know, once as you're driving, and if you have to, you have just pause. And I always advise drivers, that look, you cannot just say it's an important call, you have to take it. Take an excuse for a moment. I would always advise that you stop the car, make your call. It can't be more than 2 minutes. Heaven will not fall. Stop the car in a convenient place, park, make your call for 2 minutes if it's important. And I expect that riders, don't be too busy to stop them. Give that 1 minute for them to make that phone call. It might be important. We're all human beings. If you call them from house, say 1-2-1 team, see your wife's call, wherever you are. Yes, let's be real. You understand? You won't look that have a rider, except if you don't just... You would, for me, I won't look rider. I would have to ask for an excuse, all right? So there are times those important calls will come in even while at work. We're not in a jungle. We can have conversations, all right? So I always advise, but some riders just think it's a right, you know, it's their right. I mean, some drivers think it's their right. That's been my experience. And I've had situations where, you know, I've had to eat in the vehicle, all right? Yes, hunger hits me and the food is on the go. If you know how our job is, at times you even forget to eat. I'm telling you. You might look like, okay, Collins, why? I never really eat in the morning before coming to the studio. Never, never. It's not because I don't, it's just what I'm used to, all right? And I never really want to eat that early, which is bad, even though I make sure I'd have my brunch right after the show. But it's not the best. But that's the way I am. And... I come here sometimes and then I'm leaving. I have to go somewhere immediately after the show and then I get my snack or what I want to eat and then I'm ordering a ride. I always ask the guy, my guy, hunger deal, I want chow, I beg. Most of the guys know me, so I don't know how they, before I open my mouth to say one, two, they already say, you calling steak and stuff like that. So I get away with a lot of stuff. But most times I will ask you, I beg, I feed chow, hunger day. He would say, I don't want you to smell, or just wind down. I say, no problem. Me, I'll eat in the car. You know, but because I know that it's not right. The driver has the right not to allow me eat because, I can't just mess up the whole place. To eat, especially food and stuff like that. No, these are things you can have conversations on. So what has been your experience? Well, the next caller message here says, hello, the techers. Una know my intro before now. My real intro is that I love you guys like Kilo D. What's up, Lagos? How far Collins now? Yeah, did you write the song that you used for the intro? No, I didn't. Dotty, the MTN Yellow winner, did that for me. Amazing guy. Shout out to him, Dotty. All right, where is Andrea? I've told you, I've warned you. So please bring back Andrea. Okay, I know, right? Okay, we say we can't. You are missing Andrea. Bottom line, Paul. Thank you so much, Paul. You're missing my wife, Abby. Continue. What's up, Lagos? The next message is saying, well, good morning. Take care. Aha. I love the sound of that. I don't think the riders are anything to worry about in the e-hailing business. All right. He said, what is actually happening is that drivers are pushing the heat that was created by the app techies. Okay, back to them through the riders, all right, by so many reactions you see from us. Okay, so there's anger, all right. He said different people react to different issues differently. I agree. He said app companies and are the major problems. Meanwhile, they are supposed to be a solution. But right now, they're actually the opposite. Now, and he said this is so because of the market competition and the high rate of unemployment in the country and even in the world at large. Okay. Thank you so much. You sent in the message. You didn't tell us your name. Okay, we'll get that. Please make sure you put your name when you send a message. He's saying that the owners of these tech companies who are actually bringing this platform, that they're serving the opposite of what they are supposed to be, giving more. Just like I said last week, it's as if they just allow all of you. You know, they just get the rider, scatter the driver's head, and, you know, put the driver loggerhead to the rider. So it now depends on your personal human human relations management. What's up, Lagos? Savior from Victoria Island. Today's my sister's birthday, Esther, aka Lisa. Oh, happy birthday to you, Esther. Happy birthday, Savior. Your brother is saying happy birthday to you from Victoria Island, and we're joining in the celebration. Happy birthday to you too. Oh boy, I want to sing happy birthday to you. What's up, Lagos? Help me celebrate my wife. Today's her birthday. Her name is Adeshola Mary Akande. All right, Adeshola Mary Akande, shout out to you. Happy birthday to you. And that's your husband is sending the message. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And it's coming from your loving husband, Akinyele Akande. Thank you so much. Happy birthday to you. Oh, all right, more celebrations here as we proceed. All right, someone is saying that the picture above depicts the treatment of ridiculous fare charges from the app companies to drivers. And you're calling... So this also involves a non-profiling of the riders, yet we are robbed, killed, and defrauded by some of these platforms. Guys, don't send a message. Innocent, I saw your message, but you can't send a message and call people names and expect me to read it on radio. I won't, all right? I know we've gone down that road many times. What's up, Lagos? Here is Cheers to Life. Trust Andrea is good. Yes, she's doing fine. Happy 50th birthday to Adegoke. Many more beautiful lives or years ahead. Life's beautiful. That's coming from Dean Eduzi, Dean Naji. Thank you so much for that comment. And well, let's take more messages on WhatsApp. I'm just following there as they came in. I'm following in first come, first served basis what I'm doing for the messages. Happy birthday to Mr. Adegoke. 50 hearty cheers to you, Collins. That yesterday rain brought more lightning and thunder than I want. But my lungu de kulelelelelelelelelele. It's a pleasantly humid, humid morning. Okay, pleasantly humid. I noticed that too this morning. But now the people for Ijegu, I pity the most. They have some of the worst roads in Lagos. They must be sailing through ponds of water right now. And that's Timmy sending a message from Ikotun. How far now? Ijegu people, how far? What's happening now? As the rain fall, what's happening in your neighborhood? Well, don't tell me that, because I'm Chukudi. And he's your chief community correspondent. I'm very sure you can join him every now and then on the Hard Facts much later, where he will talk. He said from 15,000 Uber, 25%. Okay, let me take this message from the beginning. Say, Collins, please read this message. Let me read it. You said from 15,000 Uber, 25%, and that is 3,750. You have 11,250 left. You must have bought fuel of 30 liters of 165 naira to make it 15K. Okay? Which is 4,950. You have 6,300 left. You save 5K daily for the owner of the car. So you have 1,300 left. You have not eaten. You are going to buy a recharge card to call riders, buy data, Wi-Fi, and your wife and children also waiting at home. Remember, the remaining money is 1,300. We need a change. Strike is looming. When I want strike, when I don't bring... Wow. Wow. Okay, you didn't tell us your name. We'd like to know your name. If you send a message, it tell us your name. All right, I saw a message saying they are going on strike. But there are also differences. Now, I hear you guys have different associations. Are you all in one voice? Because that's where the challenge is. If you all are not speaking in one voice, or there are differences, or they're sensing different things, then it might be a problem. All right. What's up, Lagos? For those riders who want to make out in the car, they are obviously watched. They have obviously watched too many movies, and they think that's real life. Is our life not a movie? Guys, we get this April 4th was my birthday. My sister, Mrs. Adekpoju Anurue, is on the 8th. And our last born, Miss Adeyinka Kolade, is on the 21st of April, plus my wedding anniversary. Wow. Happy birthday to Mrs. Teke, my blood sister. What's up, Lagos? Oh, yes, indeed. This is very great celebration time. And this message is coming in from a very good friend, one of our very, very good friends. I'm talking about Track. He's sending that message from our papa. Shout out to you. Big shout out to you indeed, my brother. Good to see you always. Okay, great. Thank you. A lot of celebrations in the family. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Hi, Collins. I'm Vivian calling for my job. It's my beautiful apprentice birthday today. Please help me wish her a happy birthday. Her name is Esther Agbabiwe. Esther Agbabiwe. Shout out to you. Happy birthday to you. And that's coming from your madam. Madam. All right. And that's Vivian. Thank you so much for that. Oh, man. Thank you. Riders are very funny. You can imagine a female rider sleeping in... Wait. Let me take this again. You can imagine a female rider sleeping with a driver yesterday. I don't understand. The lady was sleeping. Okay, I don't get it. Sleepy what? So the lady, she slapped. Slapping is what you wanted to write. Say, okay. Say, oh, imagine a female rider slapping a female driver. Slapping a female driver yesterday. Wow. Female rider driver slapping a female driver. The lady she slapped is even a lawyer. Yeah? And the slapper is... You say it's a runs girl. How do you know? Coming from a club. Okay, you picked her from the club. What a paradox. Man, oh man. We take a lot from these riders. Isaac sending the message. Isaac, oh boy. So this is what Isaac is saying, that this rider who's a lawyer, this driver who's a lawyer went to pick up a lady from the club and, you know, had an argument. And the lady who was picked from the club was slapped. Slapped the lady who is a rider out of argument. And the lady's a lawyer. You don't want to know what's going to happen next. That's double wahala for the body. No, on no account should you raise your hand to any human being. And we do that a lot. When we pay for something, we just believe that we have paid for that person's life. And that's a fact. We have to change that mentality. And that's a fact. A lot of people act that way. Good morning, Collins. What happened to Andrea? Nothing happened to Andrea. She's away on a break. You know, she had to go to the hospital, and not necessarily, she's not sick. Hope all is well. Yes, she's fine. Happy birthday to Adegoke. And it was my birthday on April 3rd. Happy birthday to you. My pastor, Etwa Igodalo, was on the 6th of April. And please wish them us happy birthday. I'm saying happy birthday to you. Your name is UJ, okay? EUJ from Ikoyi. UJ took the U from my mouth. Well, Collins, take a what's up, Lagos. Based on the tech discussion, I think the tech company should be able to assess the riders based on their profile. You know, to avoid issues like anger management, okay? Conversation skills and the people management. Daniel prays for more jobs. Thank you, Daniel, for that contribution. Appreciate you indeed for that. Let's take more messages coming in as we proceed. I want to take all the messages. There are a lot of them. Another message again, Dave, for
for the passenger since 12 minutes now. Okay, say, wait. Okay, riders are very funny, blah, 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 blah. One message, I didn't get that. Please, you can send that back. I would appreciate. Oluwa Toby from Ikeja. What's up, Lagos? Love the techers. Please help me celebrate my brother. His birthday is April 6th. Pastor Shegun Awolumate. I hope I'm correct with that. Oh, I'm here and seeing that Yoruba name for the first time. Pastor Shegun Awolumate. Hope I'm correct. Yes, it's Adoekiti. All right. Shout out to you all the way from Adoekiti. Thank you for that. Let me get back to the phone calls and pick some calls and find out what your experience has been before I go on a break and play some music and come back to play some games with you right here on Techie Talk. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up to ya? How you doing, Sai?
I'm good. Collins, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name this good morning?
My name is Olajide.
Olajide. Let's talk. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm actually calling from Aege.
Okay, let's talk. How far?
I'm a driver and at the same time, rider as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me just give you the point is, you know, I really appreciate you as a person coming up with this topic that has to do with e-hailing.
Yeah.
You understand? Thanks for that.
Thank you.
There's a lot of loopholes in this job.
Okay.
When you make your job irrelevant or you give your service to those who are not competent to manage for you, it becomes useless.
Okay.
You understand? From the point of view, let me give you an experience. I started this job with about 8.9 million. That was when I came back from Qatar.
Okay.
And one of a sudden, one app company just came up. I don't want to mention him.
Okay.
And they have to devalue the price of the service. This is a five-star service for crying out loud. A five-star service is not, let's be sincere, let's be frank with ourselves.
Yeah.
It's not for anybody. When you talk about luxury, luxury is not just for any, it's for people that are made people. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, you can imagine that e-hailing service is much cheaper than taxi service, that those yellow cab that you can't even imagine the kind of wrecked cab that they use.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you categorically, there was a day I went to Lekki Phase 1. I wanted to take Okada from Lekki Phase 1 gate to the end of that Admiralty Way. You understand? The Okada was telling me 500. And I have to check both. Both was 300.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So, it's as bad as that. You understand?
So you think that it has been privileged it has affected the pricing? You think they should review upwards? I mean, I get the luxury parts that you mentioned. I totally agree, because it used to be a luxury until now. You think? I want to get your points really straight.
Collins, see, the fact still remains that. The fact still remains that these people managing this service, they are not investors.
Okay.
The hub they are using is not up to 5 million naira. No matter how standard it is, I'm an IT person.
Okay.
No matter how standard, it's not up to 5 million naira. Imagine a hub of 5 million naira controlling cars. We have more than 200,000 drivers in Lagos State alone. You understand? So they don't give these people who are the real owner of the service, they don't give them, you know, that leverage to have any say in that service. Imagine a rider, you took riders, a lady and a male and a female, and they are trying to meet in your car. And you try to tell them this is not proper. The next thing they do, they will just carry their phone and send a mail that your driver is rude. And the next thing, your account is blocked. Because the app company has no, they don't, there is nothing, it's not going to affect them. Because, you know, the poverty level in the country has gotten to the stage that people are looking for what to eat. And when there is no job, people look for any alternative. So the drivers are actually scared of, they will block my account. So they don't even want to do anything. They know their rights. Most of them know that what most of the drivers knows that you are not supposed to eat in my car.
Yeah.
You are not supposed to do this. But for the fact that this app company has bring them to that level that once you talk, we will block your account.
Hmm.
My boat account was blocked the very second week that boat came to Lagos.
All right. So I have to let you go now. Of course, we need to go on a break, but you made your valid points, and they're really appreciated. And indeed, we need to take really more coming. Now, that's another perspective right there. But we talk more when we come. I can see a number of tweets. Tweets from Jagaban of Ikeja. I need to read what this person is saying. You are the Jagaban of Ikeja. I didn't know that. We'll be right back right after the break. Stick around. It's What's Up Lagos. It's Techie Talk. My name is Collins.